think they liked that climactic triple bass solo.
I think they did. I'd like to have a job as a bass player in your band, actually. That's what I think I'd like to do.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Well, the question is, typically there's not two bass players in it, and you're talking about a jamming situation? Certainly not in a band, no, they would kill each other. But in a jamming situation, it's actually also considered probably not the ideal setting. And your question was commenting on why this is, or? Well, I think that, I mean, first of all, you have to remember there's no guitar up here, and there's nothing chordally going on, which is going to clean it up a lot. So you're able to actually hear what we're doing. If there were one other person in, two more people at max, it would just be a cacophony of sound right now, and probably both Eric and I would stop. We'd play way, way less than we're doing right now. So there's that. The more space you have, the more you can, put in, but not that you have to, but you could. The more people you have in playing music together at one time actually reduces, to me, the amount of what every one person is doing in their role as a band, in a band, in an ensemble. And so, I think that the jam thing with the one bass is kind of a cool thing because just to have one, just because, as I said earlier, that there's like one beat that the bass is playing, and if you're not feeling that the same, you're gonna have this boom thing. And that can be really devastating for someone who's playing a three-finger roll on banjo or dobro or trying to play up and down on the mandolin to have that da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da going over ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-bum. So you can imagine it would be really crazy to try to play to that. So a better thing in a jam, the thing to me is to have a one-off thing where if there's three or four bass players or sharing one bass, then everyone gets to play a few tunes and then they share, trade off, and then the next person plays the same bass. And that's how you can share and different players can join in the same jam without having three or four basses. I don't know what y'all think.
The bass is, you wield a lot of power when you have a bass in a jam. People are going to follow you, right or wrong. So you kind of have to, with two basses, there's no way it would work because everybody has different styles and everything. And the other instrumentalists, like especially rhythm instruments, would kind of follow your lead in a way. So like a guitar player would maybe kind of change his style a little bit to follow how the bass player kind of fills the song. So this is actually the second time I've played with another bass player. Something like this, and the other one was my dad, so.
I think also it also depends what kind of jam session you're trying to have. I mean, if you're trying to play a real standard type of music, if you're getting together with some people to play like swing classics or bluegrass classics, then that music was designed for one bass. But if you're getting together to do some more creative new music and have experience that didn't happen before, then there's no reason at all why two basses couldn't work. You just have to design it around it. Like she was saying, it's not the bass's fault. It's not two basses' fault that two basses doesn't work. It's everyone else's fault. They're mucking up the scene. And personally for me, being a cello player, my favorite kind of situation is something kind of more off the beaten path, because if I go to a jam session that already has a bass, a mandolin, a guitar, a fiddle, a banjo, a dobro, and some singers, then what is the cello going to do? It's only going to just pretend to be some Arabian ostrich fish from the last dimension. But really, if it's like this, there's plenty of space for the cello and there's plenty of space for the bass, so it's more fun for everybody.
Yeah. I think that I'll get those two in a minute, but I think that you know, anytime I've played in, and I'm sure all these guys have too, in all sorts of settings, from duos to full bands, and every single time I find myself in a different setting, depending on the number of people and the style and the genre of the music, it changes totally how I approach the play. So there's no one set rule of playing. I don't know which one of you guys was first. I think I saw you first.
Well, just since it is a workshop, could I throw out that you guys do like a hip hop, reggae, funk type of song, all that?